God, seriously? Clumsy oaf. Do you have any idea how much this dress cost? No, it's fine. I'm sorry. I said it's fine. Wait. I know you. Yes, I do. Ms. Errol's science class. Senior year. I transferred after my parents moved us here from the UK. I used to catch you copying my work and simultaneously staring down my shirt. Don't pretend you don't remember me. Well, look. The least you could do for dousing me in alcohol is buy me another drink. Vodka, please. No, I don't want anything festive. It's all sugar in those things. I like my booze all on its own. Thank you. So, forgive me for prying, but how did you manage to get invited to this party? Well, it's only the most prestigious Halloween affair in the entire city, and from what I remember, you've never exactly been the social type. Come now, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm merely surprised to see you here, rubbing elbows with the city's elite. You must be absolutely beside yourself. Me? Well, you know I'm known for my charity work, and I do come from an upper-class family. Born into it, I suppose you'd say. No, not married. Well, there's no reason to look at me like that. I simply haven't met any men who can keep up with me. I'm a very busy woman. Not overly interested in being a homemaker, but I do love a good party. And I must say, despite whatever economical differences we may have, you really do look good tonight. I mean it. I haven't seen you since high school, and you've certainly grown into yourself since then, if you catch my drift. What do you say we put aside any unpleasantness and just enjoy ourselves? Well, aren't you going to ask me to dance? Not much of a gentleman if you won't ask a lady to dance. Come now, it'll be fun. Ask me. Why, yes, I would love to dance. Go on. You can put your hand on my waist. I wouldn't have said yes to the dance if I didn't want you to touch me. We've never liked each other, have we? Not since we were kids. I don't particularly like you even now, but there's something I can't deny. I find you incredibly attractive. You're the most attractive man here tonight. Oh, no, that's not a compliment. I'm simply stating a fact. And as I'm sure you remember, I'm the type of woman who has to have the best of everything. Tonight, you're the best of everything. You've never been to one of these balls before, correct? So you're unaware of the midnight tradition? Every year, at the stroke of midnight on Halloween, this dance floor becomes a den of iniquity. Everywhere you look, you'll see people in the throes of passion, engaged in all manner of sexual intercourse. Every position, every depravity, on full display and laid bare. I'm not pulling your leg, I'm really not. You'll see come midnight. Plenty of guests bring their own partners, of course. Someone familiar to fuck. I prefer to leave it to chance. In years past, I've moved from couple to couple, joining and playing, drifting, experimenting. But this year, with you falling right into my lap, well, this year, I have my eye on you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to fuck you at midnight, right here on the dance floor in front of the entire party. It's exhibitionism at its extreme. Do I like you? No, darling. Of course I don't like you. I find you tedious and underwhelming, moving about the world with a doe-eyed innocence that I find particularly grating, but like has nothing to do with lust. And that, well, I've been lusting after you ever since I first felt your eyes on my cleavage. The clock strikes midnight soon. You can't tell me that you haven't thought about me in the middle of the night with your fist clenched around your cock and hot cum spurting over your hand. Huh? Now's your chance. Make the bitch your bitch, so to speak. I'm going to get another drink. Think about what I said, and if you find yourself straining against your trousers at midnight, come find me. Thank you for the dance. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here tonight. I trust you've had a pleasant evening. As the hostess of our event this year, I'm pleased to announce a new member has joined us. As is our tradition, our masks come off at midnight. Not only the costume ones, our human ones as well. Don't be afraid, darling. You're here because you were meant to be. You see, everyone at this party hides a secret. Look around you. Vampires, mummies, zombies, ghosts, all real, all around you, all gathered together this time of year to celebrate with our own kind. Take your clothes off. Let me welcome you into society with my body. Look at me. Watch as I reveal my true form. Not what you expected, hmm? The movies portray us as gruesome, horrible things, but we're not. Is that for me? Feel the soft pads of my fingers wrapping around your cock. Stroking, squeezing, making you feel so good. I want you to fuck me. Hard and rough. That's it, darling. Let your animal instincts take over. Give in to the dark lust building inside you. Push my face into the floor. Crush my breasts against the stone and take me. I almost didn't think you had it in you. Didn't know if you had what it takes to be a werewolf. Prove me wrong. Show me you deserve my werewolf pussy. Take out all those years of frustration on me. Punish me for being such a bitch to you. Oh, that's it. Claim me as your mate in front of everyone. Harder. Breed me. Fill me with your seed. Flip me over. Push my legs up to my tits. Oh, fuck, you're so deep inside me. I'm not finished with you yet. I'm going to clean your cock off with my tongue. I need the taste of us inside my mouth. Need to taste your cum. And my pussy. Does my tongue feel good? Sliding up and down your shaft as I slide you back into my throat. Thank you for that, darling. You certainly exceeded my expectations. Oh, yes. I did lie to you about your invitation. I invited you myself, but there's just something delicious about a good old-fashioned hate fuck. I simply couldn't resist. In any case, enjoy the rest of the party. And, welcome to the pack.